Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by His Spirit. And He has so much to say to His people. References, goodness, kindness. And what I mean by references, there are people who have life stories within the Word of God. You can see their problem and how they got it healed. How they got their problem solved. The Lord once told me that faith looks to God. Faith looks to God. Faith takes God at His word. It doesn't take the situation and the facts that are at their suggestion. Faith looks to God. Faith looks only to God. But men allow things to change their focus. If to the man who don't look to God, he in his life God is not real. He looks to what he can see. Proud men look within. Fearful men look to men. But men of faith look to God. Faith looks to God. Pride looks within for the answers of life. Fear looks to man for the answers of life. And then they have despair because they can't go forward if they have a problem. Now God solved every problem in redemption. If you carefully study Isaiah 53, that's the redemption chapter. That's where we have the promises. He died for us so that we can live forever. By His stripes we're healed. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon Him so we can claim peace in our lives. See, it's hard to think right without peace. Peace is fellowship with God. That relationship is restored through the blood of Jesus. Not because we're good. But a proud man will say, well, I'm good. And he'll try to solve all of his problems naturally. And some problems can't be solved naturally. Some problems only have to be solved spiritually. Especially your sin. But whatever has your attention, that's the direction you go in. Let's look at the facts. God loves man. God provided man for man. God made man to be over this earth. This is man's jurisdiction. If he wants God's help, he has to ask for it. He has to knock, seek, and ask. And he has to be relentless in his faith. He can't be double-minded. If he's double-minded, he won't get anywhere and he won't get what he needs. Though God promised it, if you're double-minded, it's not going to happen for you. But faith looks to God, only God, through Christ. You have to look at what the efforts God put forth to give us what we need. Many times people are in despair over their lives because things went wrong. But you have to look at what the Word says. You have to go by the Word. The Word says good things about us. David said, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. The Lord put a lot of input into how He made man and how we work. And we have to acknowledge Him. We were not intended to live as though God didn't exist. You can't listen to foolish scientists and religious thieves. You know, Jesus said that if a man try to go to heaven any other way but through him, he is the same as a thief and a robber. And that men make their own religions through their pride. And it won't help you. There are many in hell that started religions, and they brought their people down with them through their lies. They taught lies. Jesus is the only way out of this alive. He's the plan God put forth. And man wants to find other ways to go to heaven. They are thieves and robbers. Now that's two extremes. A thief may not steal but a pen. He'll steal a little bit, but he's stealing. A robber will kill you. They put your life in jeopardy for what belongs to you and not them. They're more determined than a petty thief. But when people try to ignore salvation and they don't get saved, they're saying, no, thank you, Lord, I'll do it myself. They love this world. That's why people don't come to the light. It's obvious that it's true. When people start trying to find fault with salvation, they made an evil choice. This is not something that you can skip over. Many people wake up in hell because they never made Jesus Lord, and even if they asked him to be their Lord, they went with the world in their actions and their choices. They didn't seek to learn about it. You can't have faith in his word if you don't receive it. You know, the word believe in Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. That word believe means received word of God. The word of God that you received in your heart. When you believe God's word, you received it in your heart. And then when you speak it, is life to you. It changes all the facts. You need change. Whatever you believe God for and the way you measure it changes the facts that are into the reality you need or desire. You can speak faith in your will now. It's as easy as picking fruit. It's as easy as picking an apple off the tree, or a peach, or taking a watermelon off the vine. It's easy to receive whatever healing you need if you look to the Lord. Now, looking to the Lord is taking him at his word that he already wrote, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And then we need the guidance of God. You have to have just as much faith in the guidance of the Holy Spirit as you do the written word that's trusted, that's proven. If you believe God and take him at his word, you'll obey him. You'll do what he does, and you'll live better. But those who look to the world for answers and regard the foolish scientists, and not to mention the religious thieves. See, some ministers, some people of God, they were blood washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then they were lied to and taught wrong. They gave heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. You know, one of their doctrines said that healing went out with the apostles. There's no scripture for it. It's foolish. God doesn't do foolish things. He didn't give us healing and then take it away. And people allow the convenience of lies to throw people off course. Many people have died because of that dead doctrine. And they bury their people. And you know, they're burying people that could have been healed by their faith. Those who are uncertain about healing may die. But those who love God and seek Him and take Him at His word, they live. It works. What Jesus did for us works. Jesus said, the Father always hears my prayer. And I wanted that to be true in my life. And I said, Lord, I want you to always hear my prayer. But one thing I noticed about Jesus, he always did the Father's will. He always looked to God. He didn't deviate. And some people say, well, yeah, he was the Son of God. God always hear his prayer. No, he was the Son of God, that's true. But all the things he did it as a man. All of it. All of it. He did it as a man. Even redemption, he did it as a man. A man had to redeem us. And that was no one. So God became a man. And then he lived as a man. Now he is the Word of God. But when he was born in this world, he came just like we do. He had to learn everything. He had to learn who he was in the Word of God and believe it. And he did. And he lived without sin. He did what we do. He was in all points tempted as we are. And he wouldn't sin. And now he made us like him. He broke our sin nature because we believed on him. And we have no taste for sin from the heart because we have a new heart. The mind is raggedy. It'll still desire sins, has sinful cravings, thoughts. But all that can be changed by renewing it, studying the Word of God and speaking the Word of God over our lives, filling our hearts with the Word of God, and your mind will be renewed. And you'll learn to measure God's Word in greater and greater. The Lord detached you from sin. You can walk, you can sin if you want to, just like Adam did. Adam was born without sin, and he sinned. All he did was ate fruit that God told him not to eat of. 1,000 years later, they were killing each other. Because sin grows deep. Man proved that he couldn't be trusted to live 1,000 years. And the Lord had to reduce his time from 1,000 years to 120 years. And from 120 years to 70 years. And the median is 95 years. So man only lives 10% of a day with the Lord. Because God, he hates sin, and he would have wiped the whole earth out. He would have wiped the world out if they had done the things that he did in the first generation, which he did wipe them out and spared 8 people. So he cut man's time down so that we can have a fair chance at life. Now all who go to heaven, all who live forever, see, you're going to live somewhere forever. You can't stop existing ever. That's impossible. You'll never stop existing. Your body will. But your spirit man is durable. You're going to be somewhere, either in heaven or hell. This is crucial for people to make the choice to believe on Jesus and learn to use their faith. And the only thing stopping you is you. If you want to learn the things of God, you can. It's learnable. Study Jesus. Study his word. Study what he did. Study the references. Because you will need them one day. It's not about if, it's when. You will need the references. How other people survived, how other people thrived in life. In their darkest hour, they believed God. The widow woman. I mean, she wasn't a widow woman. I'm sorry. The woman that lodged Elisha. She had a son, and she called for the prophet. When her son died, he said, my head, and he died. I don't know what he died from. I don't know if it was an aneurysm or he had a wound or what, but he said, my head, and he died. And the prophet gave instructions to lay him in the bed that he slept on so that his anointing could work. And then the prophet came. And the prophet laid on him so that his anointing could heal. And he came back to life. That lady was determined. If you studied the story, she didn't tell her husband that her son died. She went straight to the prophet. She took the matter to the prophet, and she was relentless about her son living. Faith looks to God. She could have wondered why God took her son. But God don't go around taking folks' sons. Now Satan will, but God don't. He never took anybody just to be taking them, because God is good. He gave us healing. He don't retract it. God loves us, and all that he do is out of his love. Now you have to believe the Lord. If he gave you something, you got a right to stand for it. And I know that when people get sick and they're in pain, they wonder. Their faith is challenged. But if you're double-minded, you will die. Things will get worse. But if you keep believing, you'll live. Many people were in the hospital wondering whether they live or die. They hurt. They feel terrible. They wish they could die. They wish they could live again. They go back and forth. But if you stay in faith, you will live. Now, your mind will wander all kind of ways, but at your heart, see, that's where you have to have faith in the heart. And my sister believed God for her problem. And it didn't look good, and it didn't feel good. But she stayed in faith. She had the same wonders that everybody else had. How this thing will go. But she was ready to go home with the Lord. He said that's his will, but no, his will is his word. His will is for you to be healed. He paid a high price for you to receive healing. And she recovered. By faith we win. Study the references. Study the word. Take him at his word. That's how we get to know the Lord our God and King. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord. And the only way we get to know him is to take him at his word and see things through.